Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after, Mr. Wonderful at your service, as always. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Marjorie Jobe back on the show. Marjorie is a good member of our Brain Trust. She is an attorney. She is a business attorney. And I've got good news, folks. She's not going to be suing anybody or defending anybody anymore. She's going to be working on things that you and I can benefit, that we can all benefit directly. She's going to be talking to and educating small business owners like you and me on how to stay on the right side of the law and out of a courtroom. And she's one of the ways she's done that is by through her book, Business Law Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs. And as I say, she's our good friend, Marjorie Jobe. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
It's good to have you back. And we've missed you. Where have you been?
Well, I had my last trial that I'm ever going to participate
ever.
In, I think.
Ever's a long time, Marjorie.
Yeah, that's right. There might be a special circumstance here or there, but my litigation practice is effectively closed down now.
Yeah.
And so I am trying to help educate business owners and managers on preventing legal risk from happening. And so I've launched that particular phase of my career, and I'm real excited about it.
And we're excited about that, too, because the small business marketplace needs more people like you, Marjorie, and we're glad we found you. Talk to us. There's one of the things that you talk about in your book and that you spend a good bit of time working with folks on is what you call being a business law warrior.
Tell us
about what you mean by that.
Well, it's my viewpoint because I believe that in today's American legal system that businesses are a big target. And so as a result of that, you have to be a warrior. You have to be a fighter to prevent that legal risk from ever happening. And that's the best way to beat the lawyers at their own game.
Right. And when you say warrior, you know, a lot of the way that manifests is just being diligent.
That's right.
Talk to us about that.
Well, there's all kinds of things that I discuss in my book. And by the way, my book just won a big award in May from the Next Generation Indie Book Award.
Wow.
It's a very prestigious award.
Congratulations.
For independently published books. Thank you.
Congratulations. I'm not surprised at all.
It's also being taught in universities now in their business sections.
Good
so
for
I'm
you.
Excited about that. The University of Southern Alabama.
Right.
Actually is teaching my book this semester.
Good for you.
So, anyway, we I take the viewpoint in my book that there are so many things that you can do within your business operations to protect against being drawn into the courtroom, and that the best policy is to stay out. Whether it's on the plaintiff's side or the defendant's side, you don't want to be in the courtroom because you can't make money when you're focused on the courthouse.
When you go in the courthouse, every time you go in the courthouse, folks, it costs you money. Either you're paying taxes or you're paying a lawyer to get you in or out of trouble. Either way, courthouses are not good places for small businesses.
That's right. And in your contractual provisions, in your employment policies, in your day-to-day operations, there are just so many things that you can do and adopt that I go over in my book to prevent that from happening.
Talk to us about some of those.
Well, as a matter of fact, I like to watch the Department of Labor, and I like to watch the EEOC and what they're up to.
We love them so. We love that group. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And they're always after
equal employment opportunity.
That's
group,
right.
That's what they call.
We all believe in that, but they seem to focus on, of course, you know, the point of view of employees as opposed to employers,
mm-hmm.
most often.
Yeah.
And so, yesterday,
Do they still have the attitude that the employers are guilty until proven innocent?
It sure seems like that.
Does it still seem like that after all these years?
Because
you know, other agencies have gotten over that. I mean, like OSHA, over the years, OSHA's gotten to the point where they've come in and said, okay, look, We don't know if we're going to find anything, but what we want to do is we want to help you get on the right side of things.
That's right.
And I say that they have. It seems over the years that that's so. A lot of these bureaus have taken that attitude, but EEOC still hasn't.
No, they haven't. And as a matter of fact, I pulled up their press releases on what they'd been up to lately. And for the month of July, I pulled three or four out to discuss with you just to illustrate
right.
what's going on and that nobody's immune. It doesn't matter what size of company that you are or what your focus of business is. For example, one of them.
I tell you what, Marjorie, hold on to that thought. Before we go to the break, give us your website, please.
My website is marjoriejobe.com.
And that's J-O-B-E. And she and I will be right back after these messages. Her book is called Business Law, Battle Plan for Entrepreneurs. And we're going to talk about some of these examples. And folks, these are cautionary tales for you that you need to be paying attention to. She's out talking about helping you stay out of the courthouse. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.